Damjan Krnjavic Miskovic of National Interest magazine says he believes Serbia-Montenegro has made great advances since Slobodan Milosevic was ousted from power 3 years ago. And he says Washington is now courting the former Yugoslavia as a strategic partner in the region.
Washington's warm reception of Prime Minister Zoran Živković and Foreign Minister Goran Silanović in late July of this year confirms further the Bush administration's recognition that a strong, prosperous Serbia is a linchpin of America's security strategy in the Balkans, as Senator Lugar, for example, has been arguing for more than a decade.
But speaking at the same panel discussion here in Washington, Janusz Bogajski from the Center for Strategic and International Studies says Serbia still faces some difficult challenges that must be dealt with before it can become fully integrated with the West.
The upcoming Serbian parliamentary elections will indicate in which direction the country is heading, towards democratic consolidation or political regression. In the past few years, I believe Serbia has undoubtedly made significant progress towards European and Atlantic standards, but it is still held back from fully achieving its potential by such factors as the tolerance of corruption and criminality, the unwillingness to fully cooperate with the Hague Tribunal, and the manipulation of the nationalist card.
The nationalist card that Mr. Bogajski points to was apparent in Serbia's last election in November. Although the election failed to be valid, an ultra-nationalist with close ties to Slobodan Milosevic was ahead of his closest pro-democracy rival by more than 10%. Obrid Kesic of TSM Global Consultants says the reason the pro-democracy coalition failed was partly due to a lack of consensus among its partners in the post-Milosevic period. He says the different parties of the democratic opposition of Serbia have little in common and had originally united to rid the country of former President Milosevic.
The problem was that the day after he was gone, there was very little consensus as to what should come next. And you see this when it comes to any issue of significance within Serbia. Over the last 3 years, it's hard to identify a coherent, concrete policy and say that it's the policy of Serbia.
Mr. Kesic says in the last election, Serbs voted against the status quo, not necessarily in support of the nationalist movement.
The radical party was able to capitalize on two things: the failure of DOS and the dissatisfaction. And so many people cast their vote for Tomo Nikolic because out of dissatisfaction. And secondly, the bad decision on the part of the DSS and G17 to boycott the presidential elections.
Although Daniel Sura of the U.S. Institute for Peace says the radical party in Serbia really does want to take the country backward, he is optimistic that reform-minded forces will ultimately win. But timing, he says, is everything.
In these elections, it's my hope that the overwhelming majority will not only choose reform, but choose fast reform, because that's really what's needed.
Serbs will elect a new parliament on December 28th, and although former Yugoslav President Milosevic is now on trial for war crimes in The Hague, his name appears on the ballot at the top of his Socialist Party's list. Rebecca Ward, VOA News, Washington.